It's a violent conspiracy. It's a dark force that's joining our country. One mission is to
Oh God, save us! Oh God, help us! There's a navy off the coast!
Many warships from the English!
More and more ships from the English!
Tis our freedom!
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 That they're aching to extinguish!
Tullishes are no match!
Oh God, save us! Oh God, help us! Soon our land will be a ghost!
For the evil English Soulburn to unleash upon us Coburn!
No, not Coburn! After death he will be Lowburn!
He's the terror of the seas!
Nations to their knees.
With so ravenous a fury,
even God cannot appease. And with such a horror off our shores, each one of us agrees.
It's the end, it's the end. There's no doubt that it's the end.
For the foe has come to slay us and spread anarchy and chaos.
No contrition nor submission now can save us from perdition.
It's the end,
it's the end.
Centuries
after we shall spend
recollecting our home and our good pillaging like Rome had.
Devastation for the nation past the Mongols' contemplation.
No sane man can dismiss that we're on a precipice, for the certain facts exist. We are facing certain death. And the author of our mess is Jemmy Madison, no less. Thanks to him, our independence will not last for our descendants.
It's the end, it's the end. Yes, it just must be the end. Either that, or I'm surmising 'tis but hasty eulogizing. It's the end. Hardly that. Hold your tongue, hold your hat. Come, relax. Come and chat. Good afternoon, Senator King.
Afternoon it is, Mrs. Madison, but whether it's good for most of the land is debatable.
Granted, yes, Senator King. Every time Congress is called into session, the nation does tend to tremble.
Happier would we all be if there were no reason to convene, Mrs. Madison, considering the circumstances.
I have faith that we will carry the day.
You see? And Mr. Carroll is no great fan of the war.
In that, at least, he is wise, considering that Coburn and his fleet have been prowling our coast for over a year.
In that case, they're not prowling, they're loitering. Is this dreaded Coburn an admiral or a woman choosing a hat? I can only assume he and his sailors are too afraid to land and confront our troops.
All those ships kill our trade.
You might fear that barricade, but I hardly think their doom is where a lack of French perfume is.
You won't laugh when they're here.
Nor shall I collapse with fear like a man who buys a coffin if he sneezes once too often.
It's the end!
It's the end!
For the British, yes, my friend!
They all says it's the end till I was putting in their hand one more glass of this Madeira, then oh boy, do they think they're up.
Back then, there were many of us in the White House, all of us at the center of history, but not yet a part of it. I was there with many other servants, men like Henry, who looked then much like I look now.
Step up, Henry! That old frog over there wants us to get a move on. You take the horse doovers and follow me. Be sure to smile it up, too. Even if you ain't got teeth. You not keeping up, old man.
I don't have young leg like yours.
Well, they sure ain't for sale. So you're stuck with the ones you got. And you gotta make the most of them. That's what Missy Madison says about that lot.
Now hold up now. Who's I supposed to serve first?
Oh, wow. You act like you just left the plantation.
I did.
Well, look. I've been here 5 years. Since Master Madison was elected. And I know things. You serve the loud ones, you serve the angry ones, and you serve the stupid ones. In that order. Which don't much matter because they're usually all the same people anyway. The more rowdy they get, the more you feed them. If they don't end up choking to death, at least you can shush them up for a bit.
That one's Congressman Marcy from Tennessee. Strong as a mule and almost as smart. That one's Senator Simon from Delaware. Speaks 5 languages. And can't tell the truth in any of them.
Oh God, save us!
Oh God, save us!
Oh God, help us!
And last and sure as heck least, that there Senator King of New York. His opinion of himself is so high, you can only see it through a telescope.
It's the end. I've a message to convey, sir, so please get out of my way, sir. The British have landed in Benedict, Maryland. They're approximately 25 miles away. We believe they aim to make for Washington.
No excuses. No more lies here. Defeat awaits us.
You see, my friends, how treachery reveals itself despite hiding beneath this garb of tin
Consul!
You should take your leave, Senator.
I will, madam, when the President takes his. What a disgrace, gentlemen, for any visit of Washington's to witness the death of what he himself worked so hard to build. We face the most powerful nation on Earth, led by Admiral Coburn, the vilest monster of the age, and we do so unprepared!
There's the President.
I'm sorry I'm late, gentlemen, but I have arrived just in time to quell your doubts. Your presumptions of demise are premature. I have already conferred with Generals Wilder and Armstrong this afternoon about the defense of the Capitol, and
we
all
have had enough of your false promises, Mr. President. It is well past time for your lies. Come, gentlemen, we are leaving.
Senator King, gentlemen.
There are warships off the coast, more and more ships off the coast, led by Coburn, Coburn, Coburn.
Oh, to hell with that old Coburn. Me, I ain't scared, though my picture ain't prepared. While the bricks are finally landing, I got no good shoes to stand in. That's trouble times a double, and Congress burnt to rubble.
We are facing a retreat.
We are staring at defeat.
Well, the feet show need new shoes now.
Watch as agony ensues now.
Oh, just shut up. Oh, just shut up. Where's new shoes at? Any over?
Everywhere's here, lots of prayers here. Call God to our side. Why, I bet that God even cries out, Lord, needs somewhere I can hide.
I show needs me some shoes, but now Coburn's making news, so no one's caring about my feet, because there's some crummy British fleet. It's the end! It's the end! It's the end!